stew, I guess you'd call it.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it is inky stuff. It was pretty cool. And I don't, you know, a lot of people have black walnut trees or access to them, and but they're, you almost need a small atomic bomb to get those.
I was going to ask you, how are you getting these nuts out of them?
Well, that remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. I saved some, but I read up on it, you know, and a lot of people back east, if they live in town, they line all the nuts up against the curb and drive back and forth over them. That's something, that's just getting the hulls off. The nuts, they can take it. You can drive over them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely hammer time for those
this
guys.
This is a local food you really have to work for.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, nuts are hard to come by.
Yeah, are hard to come by. And really a good source of, you know, nutrients in our diet. So this is a beautiful thing you've got access to.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, now, these are kind of like prized possessions. And I know we're going to be working hard to get them out of there. But the whole thing of, you know, micronutrients. I've always felt like, you know, foods that you raise and you get to have ripe out of the garden, they taste so much better. There's got to be things in those foods that
yeah.
are
yeah.